Recorded in Seattle, Washington. It's an earful in the Emerald City.
Hold on to your butt.
Where local and national gossip is twisted with comedy. Starring two typical guys who hold nothing back.
What the hell is so great about that?
To make your jaws sore.
Oh, that's nasty.
Get your mind out of the gutter and give it up.
What is happening, everybody? Thank you for joining us for another episode of An Earful in the Emerald City.
Hi.
Thanks for coming by, you guys. Appreciate you having me here. How was you guys' week? Did you guys survive the storm?
They look
Holy
nice.
Shit. There was lawn furniture blown all about everywhere.
Why is everyone mocking the planet? Everyone's mocking it because they're disappointed. I was like, you shouldn't have listened to the weatherman.
I expect some big thing out of global warming these days, all right?
They get paid so much money to be wrong, especially up here. I don't know why everyone freaked out and listened to the weatherman. I got mad.
We need to start keeping score for the weatherman.
I think we should start deducting money from every time they're fucking wrong. Yeah. They start getting paychecks
and
cut.
And shaming them, yeah.
Yeah.
Or they need to do the weather the next day. Yeah. Or they need to do the weather next day dressed up like a clown.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it's like, well, hey, you fucking clown. Yeah, maybe you got a prediction right
now.
You
got me dancing around out here looking like a fuck.
Exactly.
They just wanted us to all go buy bread.
Yeah.
Bread, eggs, and milk.
It's George Soros again. He just wanted to see.
They gotta get him out of the house.
Civil unrest, you know.
Let them know that their gas emissions ruined everything.
Clear off the shelves. Cause mass hysteria. Yeah, oh god.
Soros kind of looks like Montgomery Burns. He looks kind of like Monk.
I said it in the episode when I was by myself. He looks like half human and half whatever Jabba the Hutt is, a skinnier version.
Oh, ooh.
Like, you know, he's like the Goonie eyes. Like they say, oh,
yeah, yeah, I know.
God.
What you're saying. Yeah,
just horrifying.
He's very melty.
Just terrifying.
Well, when you have all that money, you can afford to live that long.
Yeah, he might. Who knows? He might be a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
He might be a vampire for all we know.
He could be a Dark Lord.
He could be 300 years old already.
He could totally be all of it. He could totally be the Illuminati. Like he feels his this
hanging
how
out with the
himself.
Original Rothschilds.
Yeah, he totally is like probably made out of like all the plastics that we found from Area 51, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. Those are all like thrown into his body.
I think if you're going to be a vampire, I think the place you want to set up shop is probably Europe. You know, I feel like just with all the little cult.
I mean, he probably moves around.
Cultures in
like,
the
he
area.
Has like estates everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Each continent.
I think financially, most vampires are pretty well off.
Yeah, I feel like they've had enough time to amass a wealth. They've never been like, yeah.
Even with low interest rates as low as they are today in this phony economy.
Yeah.
Even after 200 years, you know, you're going
to
have a little something built up.
I would love to talk to an actual
vampire
now. You actually make me want to like be like, hey, Blade. So,
he's, I don't know, he's a little too badass. I'd go like more interview with a vampire type style, you know.
You're just Romanian stereotyping.
I am. That's it's part of white privilege, you know. I mean,
all right, speaking of white privilege, so talking about people. So I feel like that same thing that happening to Trump is what happened to Birth of the Nation guy. Mm-hmm. They started to like, he's a rapist. I'm like, oh, well, we got all the white women not to want to go support. The white feminists aren't going to go watch this movie now because they were totally going to be in line. Like, let's go watch like everyone overthrow the government. Like, how do you get the white women not to go?
Uh-huh.
They're like the biggest consumers. What? Bring up his rape charge that happened years ago. They'll totally jump on that bandwagon and no one will go see this movie.
32 years ago, he brushed my leg in a very uncomfortable way.
And it's like, okay, what is that? How did he got off? Yeah, so he still might be doing it.
These actions are never okay. All right,
never
these
kind of okay.
actions are never okay.
Yeah, but he was proven guilty. That doesn't mean that it didn't happen. That just means that he didn't get caught.
Yeah,
I've heard that one.
Again, like I was telling you earlier, and I'm probably gonna edit that out and put it at the end. But it's crazy. These people. The view from their ivory towers must be so nice. You know, there's people who never say anything inappropriate in a private conversation.
They're perfect.
Like, look at Donald Sterling. Like, as bad as what that guy said, as much as I certainly don't condone that, he said it in a private conversation when he didn't know he was being recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And he still told his girlfriend that she could fuck the guys. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Just don't post the pictures.
Right.
I mean, Jesus Christ, what does she want?
She wants everything.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh god, that girl too. You can just look at her face and tell that bitch is cold-blooded.
I didn't expect you to start singing.
I think I hit the notes wrong too. To be honest, so
I apologize. Tonally, it sounded terrible, but I just knew you were attempting.
You fucking try to do better, Marcus. God damn it!
Well, you kneel during you kneel during the anthem. I saw you do it in the football game.
I kneel both knees. Both knees.
Oh wow,
ground.
You go full Catholic.
Both knees on
you
the ground.
You go full JFK.
I'm praying to God.
You're just going full Hail Marys and all Father. So Kaepernick started his first game since all of this whole fiasco happened. He looked fine. His team's defense sucks.
Yeah.
But he looked okay, and I was like, all right, I'm fine with that. Everyone can still be upset until we get our voting done because – but I loved – how that went. Cam Newton's offensive line is garbage.
Mm-hmm.
It's
crazy how much there's been quite a bit of shakeup just in the first couple of weeks of the season. I guess they're always.
They don't want to pay Norman, and how does their offensive line get worse? They're 1-5.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. None.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a fucking crazy season. The Seahawks stole one today.
That's look. I'm just saying Pete Carroll did a lot of shaky stuff while he was at USC. I'm glad he was able to bring that to Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's definitely capitalized on the nefarious activities.
I just think he knows lots more refs than everyone else.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I think he's got some good ins with a lot of them, you know.
Wow, you think he... Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds way better.
What did I tell you?
Well, I'm impressed.
Yeah. No, thank you. Thank you guys for joining us, though. We appreciate it. It was a crazy weekend. You know, they built this... storm again, you know. It was almost like the mainstream media was in charge of.
Are you saying that they influenced the public?
In charge of publicity for this storm?
Are you saying the marketing
got hyped the fuck out of?
Are you saying that we got Don Drapered?
I'm saying that when you get me all excited for some destruction, you know, I'm like you, Marcus, but you want all out war. I just want the power to go out for like a day or two, you know.
Fuck the Toronto Bills. We should fight Canada. Let's make it a war that we know we can win, huh? Let's fight Canada.
Oh, we could. We would smoke.
Look, we might be a lot of politically correct pussies, but we know that everyone in the South could pretty much attack anyone. You know, they have their own kind of hillbillies up there.
Really?
Yeah, I can't remember what they're called.
Snowbillies.
No, it's nothing to do with cold. Ah, they're kind of funny. They're kind of like weird surfers mm-hmm. in the rural areas. I don't dislike them. What happened? All right. Is it? All right, now he's touching my mic. That's gross. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
That's what he likes to call it.
See, yeah, this is, yeah. But anyway, yeah, Canada has their own like hillbilly stuff, but I feel like we should fight them. We can lump the CFL into the NFL as the amateur league. We can get their hockey teams to no longer have no money because
mm-hmm.
they have all that free health care. And then we can make our highways into kilometers and they can teach us French.
Hmm.
I don't like any of those ideas, actually.
Yeah, those all suck, actually. French, no thanks. I just see what's going on over there right now.
Canada had a civil war. I had to... Tell
you that. Yeah, no, it is funny too that they don't even really have much of a military. Actually, they were involved with some operation going on in the Middle East. I think they sent probably, you know, 500 troops.
They were at one of the beaches in World War II.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, they definitely did back then.
They have a military,
but everybody had to pick up their.
They have the Royal.
Their own.
I think they have the RACF or something like that. Like they're not the Royal Air Force. They're like the Royal Canadian Air Force or something.
RCAF, maybe.
Something like that. Well, I just know like the Royal Air Force is the British Air Force. Like the Royal Mail.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we have cooler names for our stuff?
I know. Our names are kind of weak.
Ours is just U.S. this.
The Army.
It's just U.S.
the
this.
Army.
It's U.S. this American. That
Marines. That's kind of cool, I
it's
guess.
It's just U.S. Marines, right?
Navy. Navy's pretty lame.
Navy's a color.
Yeah, that's true. It's a store, actually.
Wow. Old. Very old joke. Old.
Come and get your boosted tea, $7.99 at Old Navy.
All those are things. Why did you make me? Why did you? I still haven't eaten. I'm actually not sure if I want to eat your weird pizza.
Jeez, it's too late now, Marcus. You missed your opportunity, man.
Did you eat all of it?
No, I didn't eat the whole thing.
I'm going to try a slice. That's a disgusting pizza.
Oh, my God. You know what?
Some people don't like Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah, Hawaiian sucks. Pineapple has no business being on pizza. All right. Why don't we put
That's the one cultural appropriation you can't do.
Why don't we put strawberries on there too?
I've had a pizza with a pear on it.
What are we going for here?
I've had a pizza with a pear on it.
How hippie were those people?
No, it was pretty good.
Give me a break. Are we eating shitty or are we eating good? Let's pick one of the two.
Food tastes delicious.
Yeah, right.
All flavors matter.
Nice,
right?
How could you say that? How could you say that? When black olives are the most delicious topping for any pizza, how could you say that all ingredients matter? Huh?
Are you saying you don't like green olives with your martini?
I'm saying black olives matter. Okay, that's what I'm saying. In fact, they're the greatest topping on a pizza, I think.
That's a very brazen statement.
I think it is. I think that's the number one topping. They cook so well when they're on a pizza. You know, they kind of shrivel up a little bit.
You're just making up things.
No, I'm not.
The topping that is number one is just cheese. Plain old cheese where you don't change your settings.
But that's not even a topping, though, really. That's just a given. I mean, you can have
you're literally saying
pizza
my
pizza without cheese?
Yes.
No, that's a giant Ritz cracker.
Non-settings changing person. Everything you're saying about a cheese topping pizza is exactly what they're trying to say about every white guy everywhere. It's the same emotion.
Oh man, this thing is already off the rails here. Jesus Christ.
I don't. Russia might be a good nation to lead us, but if we lose to Canada, though, I'm fucking going to be pissed. We have to fight somebody. We got to stop fighting ourselves because this election is really... How many weeks do we have? We're so fighty. We need to direct our fight. Go south, dude. Take over Mexico.
Everybody's waiting to pop off, too. Just on a hair trigger on a moment's notice. Just waiting to lay into
you. We are 38th parallel in Korea right now.
You're not even safe from your own mother.
No.
That's how bad it is. God, I just want it to end. I just want it all to be over.
Brothers and sisters, cats and dogs, men, women, babies, adults, they're all fighting, man. Nobody's alive.
Can't we just coexist? Can we get more of those bumper stickers?
Can we
all start getting along?
Not in the cold. He's like, we're all arguing about the same thing sometimes. Where I'm like, the cops are bad. The cops are good. They're taking our guns. I can't have a gun. I want a gun.
Why would you give them a gun? What do you mean you don't have a gun?
You don't have a job. I got a job. Why don't they have a job? Move their job.
They took our jobs.
That's all it is, man. It's just a bunch of people just yelling. You're like, wait, what are you yelling about?
People just want to be heard.
They just want to be heard
that they're pissed off.
I don't think social media is good for it. I feel like we made Trump.
I know. That's the
selfies
thing,
made. Like he's a narcissistic person. We're like, yeah, but a lot of people are.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are liars. And we're like, a lot of people's Facebooks are lies.
Yeah.
We made both of these people. They're both of
us. It's your representative. It's not you. It's the representative you like to put out to the world.
Oh shit! That's crazy. What? No, that's crazy. Why? Oh, all right. Well, no, that's weird, man. I just never thought about, like, all the stuff that they've been doing to get people to sign up and vote for them. Is that basically what they would do if they were you? Are you the person who you decide to vote for?
I don't know, man. It's fucking...
I would rather have had one of them just have their motto of just been like, we are Hillary.
It would have been better than I'm with her. I mean, are you kidding me?
It made
me?
It very gender thing where if you are a person where you're like,
Are you guys hanging your hat on this one? You're hanging the hat on the uterus thing? Like, this is your go-to here?
Yeah, you
Come
need
on,
to,
she has a name, doesn't she?
You need to change it to something like, I'm with Ness.
It's like almost misogynistic, I feel like, you know?
To specifically make it a pronoun her.
Yeah.
They should have been like, I'm with Z, or I'm with they.
God, yeah.
Or I'm with it.
Yeah. Zed.
I'm with a Zed.
I'm with Z.
I'm with them.
XIS.
I'm with them.
God. It's just too much, people.
Yeah.
Too fucking
much.
And that's the thing. And you know what? If anything that I would be happy about Trump getting in office for, I think it would be, there'd definitely be some pushback on the whole political correctness thing. I think for sure people would be like, okay, we need to chill out on this, you know, like telling everybody what they can say, what they can't say. And that's the one thing I do like, because it's like, what happens when everybody's forced to be politically correct?
Mm-hmm.
people don't stop hating. Okay, hate doesn't just go away because you censor people and tell them what words they can or can't use or what kind of speech.
No, correcting people totally pisses them off.
It doesn't go away. All that happens is it just becomes covert. Mm-hmm. And then you know what happens then? Then everybody's passive aggressive.
Then you're using innuendos.
Yes, then you're using passive aggressives. You're more slighting. It's more sleight of hand, so it's more clever. But you're still fucking slapping people in the face. You're just doing it very underhandedly, and when they're not see it coming.
It's a bunch of mosquito bites instead of just immediately just sucking all their blood out like
and
a vampire.
Yeah, and then you get pissed about that, you know, because you're not being open. You're not being honest. You're not expressing your feelings sometime. I mean, you don't need to be, you know, telling people how you feel every day, all day long, but... Sometimes you need to get your opinion out there.
No, you know, we're literally talking about the actual definition of microaggression.
Yeah, this is, I know we've probably triggered multiple people.
Discussion. Microaggression, literally, that's what that means. It means it's a bunch of like small things to pick away at a person instead of just going full bore.
It's worse a lot of times. It can be worse.
It's aggravating, and people you can respond to it, but it's like. The problem is that you have to keep defending yourself to the person who's the one.
Mm-hmm. And it's not direct enough to be able
clearly
say,
it's a vague, broad statement.
Yeah, and people are like, well, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. I mean, your hair does look great like that. I mean, not as good as it's always looked before, but.
No, it looks fine. Does this dress make me look fat?
I've heard some guys like it. You like that?
Does this dress make me look fat?
Yeah. It's a really cute pattern.
Is this locker room talk?
you show me some girls who haven't said some fucked up shit when they're in the bathroom or in the locker room together.
I thought that's why they go to the bathroom.
And I'll show you some goddamn lying whores, okay? Because that is fucking bullshit. Oh. You know, they're in there all the time talking about how creepy this guy is or how weird this... Ew, and then he like gave me this weird look like, God, what a...
If a male is bad at flirting, he is creepy. If a girl is bad at flirting, she is awkward.
Yeah, it's
that's
just
the patriarchy's fault.
Yeah,
that's what I was told.
I don't agree. No, and again, it's just like, who are these people who think that they have never said anything embarrassing in their life? Like, have you been planning to run for president since you were a teenager? Since you were walking? Since you were speaking? Like, this is insane. Everybody has stuff that they're embarrassed of.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout your life, look at how long your lifetime is. Donald Trump is 70 years old.
That's seven decades.
That guy's had 67 years to say dumb shit. You know, like
that's 7 decades.
It's going to add up a little bit after a while. There's going to end up being some stuff at the end of the day there. But
I don't know.
Again, let's get back to the issues, though.
I would. I agree with you. What you said earlier, I would totally prefer that they would be like, okay, look, we know you're both terrible. I would have rather that's how they started the debate.
Yeah.
Well, the third one's coming up, huh?
Yeah, Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. You should have just come out in, like, South Park, you know, just be like, okay, we realize we are choosing here between a giant douche
and a turd
sandwich. Okay, we've accepted that. That being said, there is certain benefits that the turd sandwich has that the douche cannot produce. You know, it does have the olive, the bread, and the cheese on there. So
there was a person on one of these Facebook groups I was in where he posted about, like, if you're black, why are you voting for Trump? If you're gay, why are you voting for Trump? If you're the... And, I mean, the only one I agreed with out of all of the stuff he posted was the fact about Trump's idea about the trade policy thing with the Pacific.
TPP.
Yeah, I think he has a better plan than Hillary does.
Well, she's gonna flip, dude. I will bet anybody.
I thought she is flipped. Is she on it or off?
She originally was on it, you know, before she was running for president, and then started running for president.
Yes.
And she got off of it because that was popular opinion. Was like, yeah, we don't like this. No. Nobody thinks this is a good idea.
Yeah.
Nobody's down with this.
Right.
And so she flipped. The second she gets in, dude, I would not be surprised if she flopped one more time like a fish out of water.
Now, here's the thing. Trump could do the same thing. My issue was that they could both get in, be against it, and then the Congress people who get millions of dollars off of all the stuff that they get money from are going to be like, yeah, we're going to pass it. Fuck these guys. So as much as it could be the president, the Congress people can still fuck us. Because they're the ones that actually matter in that vote because it's a popularity thing as far as...
That's true. I just think that would be an ultimate betrayal if Trump went back on TPP. Cause
I don't think he would ever do it. I don't... No, he doesn't like it. He's never liked it.
We make terrible deals. They're awful. We need to restructure them.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just one bad deal after another. You know,
why didn't she just let me grope her?
There's been for 30 years. She had your chance, and you didn't do it. All right. In fact, you should be ashamed of yourself.
She was a congressperson. She wasn't working for laws. She was working for money. You got to build up a good little rapport.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get a little bit of an stock and some prior loans and investments into your whole everything, you know?
Yeah.
And then by the time you have enough money in your coffers, you need to start marketing and branding yourself and getting a name out there and becoming president of the United States of America. And also grease a couple of palms of other politicians who are in your party.
Yeah. And African warlords, too, who have pretty irreparable human rights violation
you know,
histories.
I don't care. I don't care. We shouldn't have been over there, you going over there. If there was a bunch of companies who were giving money to do shady shit in other countries and the other countries still looked fine, from like make it look like Disneyland, but it could totally be like a corrupt Universal Studios, that'd be fine. But
corrupts Universal Studios.
Well, you know, I don't feel like they treated Nickelodeon well. You know.
Yeah, that's probably true. But
I mean, it's so weird to be alive in this time. I've only been alive for 3 decades, and
I know, man. We're still such babies on this earth,
right? Yeah. And we're watching this shit happen. Like, this is crazy. My parents were growing up, and they watched the president get shot in Dallas, who was banging Marilyn Monroe and putting us in the moon.
Oh, my God, dude. I saw that video footage recently. Dude, his head, like, explodes.
Why are you watching videos of presidents getting shot in the head? Are you planning something?
Well, you know, at some point...
Don't shoot, Gary.
Somebody's going to have to step up here and defend democracy, Marcus.
Alexander Hamilton. Is he the one on $10 bill?
I don't have a gun.
Who's on the $10 bill?
Yeah, it's Hamilton.
Oh, this is his fault. This government's his fault.
Yeah, probably.
He's the first Secretary of Treasury. He one of the one system. This is his fault. That's why he's a person who's not a president on our money.
Yeah, no, it's the Federal Reserve, though, man.
That's why I want to see the Federal. That's why I want to see
Federal Reserve is fucking.
That's him. That's him. That was him. He was the first president. That's his idea. Really? Yeah. This is Hamilton's fault.
We need
to go see Hamilton.
JP Morgan was behind that shit too. They had that secret banking event at some island over on the East Coast.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
In a galaxy far,
long
far away.
Time ago, yep, some Illuminati.
Dude, we're totally living
shit.
In a Sith Empire right now, and I don't like how we're getting managed. I don't want to build a Death Star, but I am super down for fighting those rebel scum.
which one? We're already fighting. We're either fighting or we're arming them at this point. Regardless of where
this
they're
from. This is all still in a galaxy far, far away. This is all still, yeah, we're totally in this. This is awesome. We might be going to space. We're going to have a couple of brown coats fight us. we're going to have to learn a little bit of Chinese to get off the rock. We're going to have what is it, the UN? What the hell? The Alliance? And we're going to fight the Protheans. I'm using as many nerds references as I can.
Doing pretty good.
What else do I got? I don't know, man. This is so weird. Maybe I should just start playing Mass Effect and being like, I'm going to play this like I was Donald Trump. And then I'm going to play the game again and then go like, I'm going to play this like I'm Hillary Clinton. And how would you play Mass Effect and get to the end? Which ending would you get? It's all I'm asking everyone to think about when you walk into that booth and you're sitting there and you're separated by a tent and you have a person next to you who's writing a little box next to you in a little tent, or I don't even know how everyone votes now, but when you're in there and you're frustrated and you're sweating and you're nervous and you're like, I'm going to decide if these humans that I saw out in this little school are going to live and die and breathe tomorrow, and then I'm going to watch a couple cartoons right after I get out of here and eat my bag of Doritos with hot sauce on it. And I'm just going to stare at my TV screen that was built by little Chinese kids and think about, how did we get here? And how much did it cost me?
And can I get it cheaper at Walmart?
And can I get it cheaper at Walmart? And did I buy an American car?
You know what I've been seeing recently, what? I think a little bit more, is... The Asians were always very brand loyal. You know, they usually stick to the Toyotas, Lexuses, things like that.
Vehicularly?
But I've seen them branching out actually into a lot of European, like a lot of Mercedes or BMW.
Wait, still upper class European
vehicles?
Yeah,
they're still nice.
What Asian people do you hang out with?
Well, I'm working in this neighborhood in Issaquah. It's like up in the hills. And
okay.
So, dude, this this neighborhood is the epitome of Asian privilege.
All I see
walking dogs
it's,
and coming
it's
through.
It's called
there.
Yellow honor.
Yeah, is Asian people just walking their dogs, having you know, out on a jog, all over this neighborhood. I'm just like, holy shit!
Leave Danny Brand alone.
My buddy's girlfriend's parents live in there. They're Asian. I mean,
Danny Rand. Leave Danny Rand alone.
I'm telling you, man.
Iron Fist is not appropriating Asian culture just because he likes martial arts and he's a superhero.
I'm not mad at the Asians at all, you know. In fact, I mean, people ask me,
they're appropriating white culture?
Yeah. No, well, yeah. Yeah, they're appropriating white success. Yeah, but hey, I'm not mad at them all. People ask me though why I exclusively date Asian,
yeah.
And it's like, because I'm trying to marry up, motherfucker, all right?
Move up in the world.
I see where things are going. I'm trying to level up,
all
right?
I'm putting all my eggs in a goddamn basket.
Yeah, I don't want to be I want to be ahead of the curve, not behind this shit.
You like egg jock soup?
Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it. Yeah, I love it. I don't know how they get the egg to fluff up just right, you know, where it's those strands are just long enough.
Do you?
I always fuck up the egg.
You don't like eggs Benedict?
It just turns cloudy. The whole thing just turns cloudy.
You're not a fan of eggs Benedict?
No, it's pretty good. I don't. I can't eat that. That's too decadent for me to eat.
That's
regularly.
Okay. You were totally going away from everything from the Caucasus Mountains.
Yeah.
from the Caucasus Mountains. Huh.
Oh man.
All right.
Yeah, I was watching these documentaries this weekend. I kind of got in. I hunkered down for the storm, and you know, so I got the YouTube queue filled up pretty good. So I was watching all these documentaries. I was watching like Frontline on the Gulf War.
Okay.
And all this kind of shit, and it's just. And then I looked into some other wars going on, you know, like Iran and Iraq, because it's like we fought Iraq when they invaded Kuwait, but we were arming Saddam Hussein like 10 years earlier when he was fighting other people.
Right.
It's like we just keep bringing in guns, bringing in the guns, and oh god, these guys just keep fighting. Who
that's
thought?
Their Second Amendment right.
Who would have thought? You know, we just keep bringing all these guns into their countries, and they just can't get peaceful and figure the shit out. I mean, it's crazy.
They still they get guns from Russia now too.
Well, yeah. The Soviets have been pumping stuff in. That's
that
what a lot of Saddam's old stuff was, is old Soviet equipment.
Yeah,
you know, but. Yeah, it's just crazy, and it's just constant. It's like it's like never ending,
what
dude.
What is it good for?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You got Gaddafi, who's gone now. Which you know, that guy was not a great person. He had to hang some people in the streets. You know, you got to keep order somehow, some way. But
if we had some way to put music in, I want that song in there because, everything that you're. Oh no, I want the Bone Thugs and Harmony version. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yes, everything you're saying is correct. But you know, war is inevitable. War never changes. What other video game war references can I bring up? No Russian. I don't have enough video game references like I thought, but I'm just saying. It's inevitable. We're a good source of fighting each other. We're like fire ants, you know.
He built an underground river. Essentially,
who?
He got Gaddafi. He got these concrete tubes, and he put these big irrigation systems that went into the desert because Libya, you know, it's in North Africa,
right?
And most of the country is part of the Sahara,
right?
So it's just a fucking straight
desert.
Up desert, yeah. So he put these big irrigation systems that were basically like underground rivers of water coming in, and
from the ocean,
yeah, and brought in and got them to do farmland.
He used ocean water for farming.
Yeah, he pumped it in all the way from the coast. Yeah. It's crazy, I know, and so the country was thriving. You know, they were making,
right?
They were
yes,
growing
I,
food
if you look
for
at
themselves.
Pictures of them before,
yeah,
it looks like it was fine. You're like, yeah, but he's a bad guy. But it's like, yeah, but we could go vacation there and we'd be fine.
Yeah, it wasn't all bad. I mean, some of it was bad. Yeah, no question.
No, it was bad if you were a criminal to that nation.
Yeah,
if.
But this system that he put in place, though, he spent, I think they said like $32 or $33 billion on it.
Mm-hmm.
When he got taken out of power and it was still functioning properly,
mm-hmm.
they said it was worth like $6 trillion. Like, holy shit. Talk about a return on your investment there. Are you fucking kidding me? And the country was thriving. Again, they're growing their own food.
Right.
You know, they're housing everybody. They build all these apartments
right.
for people to live in.
Yeah, I mean, look up old pictures of fucking...
They're probably not super nice, no question about that, but it's free. But you don't have to pay anything for it.
No, what do you mean not nice? They had electricity. They had water. Go look up videos.
And
they had cities.
And it was free. And the electricity was all free.
It was all... Yeah, go look up. They had cities. It looked like fucking downtown Seattle without the graffiti.
Yeah. I mean, really beautiful settings.
Yeah.
I mean,
I never got to go there before.
I'm sure those beaches are amazing on the Mediterranean.
They were.
Well,
now it's like, you know.
That's true. Yeah.
There's turmoil there in bodies.
Before the jihad.
They were using cars that we were selling.
Yeah, I know.
They were like, no, they're bad. Do you see what he's doing to people? Like, yeah, but why is that fucking with us? Mm. No, he's oppressing someone.
Yeah.
Okay. Does he have anything that'll nuke us? No. Is he going to gas him?
He's got links to terrorist groups.
He might come through and attack the place next to him and take over their borders. So what's your solution? We're going to send our soldiers in there and stop him from doing that.
He wanted to unite with Egypt for a while.
Yeah,
when
I know.
He was really young. He wanted to unite their countries, which is crazy. But then the leader of Egypt died and kind of fucked up his plans.
Yeah.
But it's a fuck, man. It's like, and this shit is going to continue.
Yeah.
It's going to continue if either of these two get in.
Yeah.
I mean, you got, we came, we saw, and he died. I would bomb the shit out of them.
We got the best depleted uranium rounds.
I mean, we can't take nukes off the table, you know? I'm just saying. I mean, we got them here. Why wouldn't we, you know, at least...
I wish one of us could do a fucking Hillary voice. I don't know how she sounds like. Because I'd totally, like, I feel like she'd be, like, the person, like, how do we get Tony Stark to build us those Iron Man suits?
Yeah.
That's what I feel like Hillary would be doing.
Iron Man pantsuits.
Yeah. Ooh.
Maybe that's why they cost $15,000.
Iron Man. Ooh,
because
what?
It's got liftoff jetpack capabilities.
Iron Man pantsuits. I like that.
In case she has a collapsing moment, it can like hold her up.
It'll hold her up.
Just temporarily until
a weekend at Bernie's suit. It'll just keep walking and doing.
She'll be floating like a spirit.
If she dies in office, I'm not scared of her vice president, Kane, but I feel like I don't want him to get pushed over if he had to do some sort of deals. I feel like he'd be... President Kane.
I think if we could just say that the next president.
Yeah.
If we could promise everybody that the next president will only be a one-term president, I think everybody could kind of chill out a little bit more and just be cool with it and just be like, all right, just fucking decide which one and let's get these fucking 4 years over with. All right.
What do you mean guarantee a one term?
Just, you know, make sure that we don't have to deal with either of these jackasses for the next.
Why does
years.
Our Congress people get to like have like reoccurring multiple year terms? Their contract, they should revise their contracts. All of it's wrong. They should have salary caps. We should have Goodell should take over for Congress and revise their payment scale and how everything works as far as Congress goes.
Oh, God. If he took over, how many games would he have suspended Trump for?
Ooh, for the language and
his groping
foul
comments.
Man. Oh.
I mean, Brady got four games for flattening his balls a little bit.
I don't hate any of this idea. I feel like it'd be better to have them run by the Goodell than the Olympic group.
That's true. The Olympic committee's probably more
They're
corrupt.
FIFA here is pretty bad.
NFL's pretty corrupt. NFL's not really corrupt. They're just all about the money.
They're all about the money, and they're kind of Terry Bradshaw about it. They're kind of they're there, but they're not there. He won't outsmart you. But he'll get you down the field and get you a touchdown.
He won't do a math equation, but
he'll
stumble and bumble and rumble in his way. It's a scoring position.
He's not the sharpest nail in the toolbox.
I never realized until recently how much that guy kind of looks like Hulk Hogan.
Terry Bradshaw, you really never noticed that?
Yeah, he kind of looks like a less.
He fucking played for the Steelers. He was wearing yellow most of the time.
Version of Hulk Hogan. It's like Hulk Hogan's not quite as athletic.
Junior, I want to say they were in a movie together at some point.
Really?
I feel like they
Fighting
were in the
crime.
Film. No, not like a group. Like they were like a cameo of each other in the film. I don't think that they were in a film where they were like Terry Bradshaw and Terry Bollea. Oh, that's funny. They're both names Terry. the tale of two Terrys. I forgot. Fuck. That's weird. You're right.
Oh, my God.
See all white people are saying.
Back to back holding pistols.
That is weird that you said this. If we could figure out how to Photoshop Terry Bradshaw with Terry Bollea, also known as Hulk Hogan, back to back.
I didn't know that was his name, actually. That's funny you said that.
Oh, dude, I learned so much about him growing up because he was one of my favorite wrestlers. I still was kind of one of the people where he said the N-word. And I was like, but he's Hulk Hogan.
He's my brother.
And the funny is he's from Florida because Terry Bradshaw's from Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
So they're both Southern. They like trucks. They're all good boys. They like Southern food. They are thinning blonde, monkish hair. Very large bills. You're very correct. They are very...
They're like almost like cousins, at least.
Well, they're both from Louisiana and Florida. It's very possible.
Think of how wild of a ride Hulk Hogan's life has been in the last 5 years. And do you think he saw that one coming?
Kidding.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What was he drunk? You know, I never actually listened to the entire tape.
He had
that whole thing.
We got in trouble for that. Yes. But then he sues Gawker or whoever came out with that. And then he ends up winning the case.
Yeah, he ends up winning.
It's just like, what a fucking roller coaster ride, dude, of emotion.
He's never out of it.
Oh, my God.
And then
God.
I think his son, didn't his son have like a DUI?
Yeah, or
he hit someone
like that.
In the car?
He had to have back surgery, too, because his back was all fucked up.
Oh, Undertaker is apparently like... busted. He's got like crutches and like there's like images of him. Like, yeah, I was like,
I don't doubt it. He was he was like 20 years he was going strong.
It's still physical, even if it's fake.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan had back surgery. He got 4 inches shorter. He went from, I think, like 6'8" to 6'4".
Doesn't it happen when you age, though?
Well, yeah, you kind of start to.
I mean, he just added a couple. Yeah, he added a couple more inches.
Holy shit, that's crazy. But yeah, maybe we should. We might have to come up with a screenplay for that. You know, these guys are probably
the Tale of Two Terrys.
Yeah, or maybe like something like
on their ivy, on their white ivory towers,
like Terry cloths.
Come on, brother,
brother, we gotta fight crime here. Gotta make this all right.
I can't remember what Terry Bradshaw sounds like. The thing I'm trying to think about it, like he, I just know he gets excited a lot.
Yeah, he's kind of animated, you know, the way.
And then he uses a lot of his southern drawl comes out because I know he's very.
Yeah, he doesn't sound the most eloquent.
Nope, because he's not. He was not known as the smart guy. He played for the Steelers in the 70s. He was basically like...
Mean Joe Green.
Yeah, pass the ball straight down in the line. That guy's running at you. You put your head down and you kill. He wasn't... They were the go across the middle and someone will take your head off.
Yeah, and then once you're on the bottom of the pile there... You give him a couple in the gut there just before the ref sees anything,
I'm
you
glad
know?
They got rid of their prison fucking uniforms.
Oh, I know. Dude, they're just trying too hard with these new uniforms. It's like...
No, that's an old uniform.
I understand, but to bring that back, though, it's like, no, everybody agreed we moved on from that for a reason. We didn't...
I think they were just doing that... Well, remember, a lot of them brought that back because that AFL year, they was like, this is the anniversary of the AFL, so they brought that jersey back. But I'm like, yeah, okay, well, that jersey's ugly. Don't do that again. And they kept doing it for special events because you can pick four each year. You can wear your weird random four, and everyone now has to... They're all recommended to have that color rush shit, which the Broncos look like the... they look like the Browns, and they lost like the Browns. That's my joke about the Broncos. That all orange uniform.
Yeah,
I did like them bringing back that D helmet though.
Yeah,
with that new blue.
It's just there's just too many colors, man. It's like you look at the Hawks and they got this new electric green now, and it's like, dude, they don't even wear the wolf gray that much. They've wore the wolf gray like 6 or 7 times, and they've won every single time that they did.
So you're saying that should become the other color now?
Yeah, I'm saying they.
You can do that in Madden.
They barely even use that one.
You should do that in Madden. Just make that your thing in Madden. Just be like, that's my now default away jersey. But as far as that green goes, just never bring back that green that you guys used to have a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's just it's too much, you know. All these exciting colors. My nephew, his two favorite colors.
What?
Pink and purple.
Ooh, that's a good color combo.
I just like, he told me that, and I was just like, do I make fun of him? How do I answer this? Do I tell him?
Wait, how did that come up in conversation? Like, you want to know what my two favorite colors are?
I asked him, yeah, just because you ask.
You asked him?
You ask kids stupid questions.
No, you don't ever ask them.
Why not?
Because they're fucking kids. They've not, how many decades have they been alive? If it's negative any decade... I don't want to hear anything that the thing has to say to me.
Just one, yeah.
It's not earned a discussion where I start it.
That's true.
You come at me with questions, little boy.
That's true.
Why is the sky blue? I'll answer that one, but I'm never going to ask you any questions because I don't want your opinion.
How about no social media?
What would you do to make president? If I were to pick the president, I would pick the bestest one who wears the color green. All right. Well, you go sit over there and eat your macaroni with glue.
All right. You're about as qualified as 60% of Americans. Just get registered.
How many schools did you get through? I'm in kindergarten. Here goes your gun and your knapsack, son. We're sending you across the ocean to go fight this war. I want to see Starship Troopers.
To go fight for our freedom.
I like Starship Troopers. That's exactly where we live. We live in a Starship Troopers universe where we didn't keep progressing technologically and financially. we stagnated, but that's the future where the marketing advanced faster than us. If you think about how that movie was, Starship Troopers, the whole movie was like basically making fun of marketing and how it works.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you see all these futuristic movies, and that's the one thing that they always get right.
No, we had Dystopia.
Is the fact that there's going to be a million ads for everything. It's like, oh, yeah, you guys actually nailed that part of it.
You are right.
Because there is ads everywhere.
There are ads everywhere. No matter where you look. You're right.
Now there's just trucks that drive by, and the back of the truck is just a gigantic ad.
You're very, very right. No matter if it's a dystopian future or a bright future or whatever, it's always got advertisement.
Tons, yeah.
Holy crap.
That's the only thing I got right. There's no hoverboards. There's no time machines yet, but we got...
They're working on hoverboards, and we don't know if there's time machines.
We got plenty of fucking ads, though.
But I don't think anyone would come back into this time unless they were coming back to see, like, this is the fall of America.
Yeah.
Let's come back. Because this was the last season of America, so...
And this is where they put two idiots up for the most important job in the entire world.
It's turd sandwich.
Yeah.
And the douche.
God, that South Park is just so good. We were talking about that and some friends. They did it different this year, you know. Usually it's like their episodes are all like kind of non sequiturs. They just kind of come out of nowhere and they're just funny.
They've been doing this for like three seasons.
They're topical. Well, yeah, that's true. They kind of did transition, but this year it's like boom, we're going right down the line. Mm-hmm. You know, like every episode leads into the next one like a normal TV series. And I gotta say, I like that, you know, because it's like you get that callback opportunity more often. You know, you kind of stray away from that thing, and then boom, they bring that idea back from two
you
episodes ago.
You loved Friends so much. That was like your favorite show.
False. I did watch it probably above average, you know. It was always on at some point in the day.
This is your excuse?
In junior high.
You couldn't
high
watch Seinfeld?
Seinfeld took me a little while to get on to.
It took you a little bit of time?
The music, I just couldn't get past.
What were your shows growing up?
Like, I just couldn't get past that. It was such a dumb
The music?
Yeah.
I'm only asking these questions because Tommy died from Martin, and that was a show I grew up watching, so I just want to hear what you grew up watching.
Tommy? I watched Martin. Yeah,
you didn't watch Martin.
Martin Lawrence, dude, that guy was the top comedian for a while, man.
He was very much so.
Oh man, Joe Rogan talks about having to go on at the Comedy Store after him, and he's like, he would just crush. He would completely crush. And it's like, where do you go from there? That's going.
I'd love to
be
able to do that.
But yeah, no, that was a good show. Yeah, everybody's dying. You know, Uncle Phil died recently.
Oh, that happened a while ago. I don't think it's recent at all. But no, that's not what I meant. I was just trying to see because I was like, you know. Where everyone's getting in fights about stupid shit, and I'm like, if you just start talking about popular culture, just with someone different, you just see this is a different viewpoint for things. Because I think Friends is probably one of the most racist shows ever.
Racist, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Literally, all those people in New York City, they never had any friends of any other race. Really? Even King of Queens with Kevin James, he had at least a black friend. Like, they couldn't have a black person. They couldn't have any other race in New York City.
Isn't that a little more condescending, though, when you have that token?
No, because as much as everyone
else. Yes!
Just
to make a quota.
Otherwise, what part of New York are you at where you literally have no other race in your. That's the most.
They're definitely not in Bed-Stuy.
They were like, I was like, so I never watched. So people, when I tell people, I was like, I've never seen Friends, they freak out and go like, I would have never watched that show. What was on there where I would have bonded with?
Yeah, that's true.
I was like, so
that's
never,
when, you know, that was early 90s, though. The racism was still.
It wasn't as racist. I'm saying, like, even Archie Bunker had black friends.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, most people do. You know, I got a couple black friends.
I know, but I'm saying, like, Friends the show didn't actually have friends of any other minorities.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, even, like, guests. Like,
right.
Out on the show, like, people somebody were dating or something.
Nope.
And, yeah, even those.
No.
Really,
and I was like, Seinfeld was weird, because they had black friends. They had the weird lawyer, the black dude with the glasses. He was, he was one of their friends.
Yeah.
No, they had friends of different minorities. Even the soup Nazi was an Eastern European dude.
Not soup for you.
Not soup for you.
Bad for life.
Yeah. So I was like...
Soup Nuts.
So I was like, yeah, Friends was one of those shows, but I was like, yeah, no, he passed away, so I just want to say RIP to Tommy. up on your now white ivory tower.
Yeah. Comment about how perfect of an angel you were.
I heard that he died from something with his stomach, like he had a stomach upset thing, and he just went into the hospital. Next thing you know, he's in the...
That'd be probably a painful way to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that bummed me out.
Stomach hurts. I hate having
stomach
issues. Yeah. It's just...
Yeah, have you ever seen the... Okay. Being two men, I feel like I wish we would have had a woman here to have this question was getting sick.
Don't I too?
Don't cry. When you get sick, do you feel like you get sick and you are worse than... you ever seen like the meme where it's like, oh, my husband's sick and now he's acting like it's like the end of the world? And it's like, when I get sick, like, you know, the higher pain threshold that women have. Why aren't they...
Yeah, like I birthed the baby out of my vagina.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is actually a not very well-known part of white privilege.
Yeah.
I don't get sick. I don't get sick, you know? So that part is definitely paid off for me.
It's because you avoid children.
I do.
They are trying walking.
Typically
germs.
Avoid them like the plague. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they are the
plague.
Oh blood.
God, I know. They always have dirty hands. Dude, their hands are always greasy.
It's always sticky.
Oh yeah.
You're like, what did you touch?
Yeah. No, I honestly, I mean, I haven't been sick to the point where I'm like, I can't even go out today. Like, I got
a
little.
Is this because you go to the gym a lot?
I think it helps. I definitely think it helps. But the last time that happened, I got strep throat. But that was like.
Yeah, but strep throat could be because you went to the gym and someone touched something.
That could be. You're right. It could definitely could be. There's some shit flying around there too.
Right.
But
that's not because
that was,
you were.
That was like 4 years ago, and that was like one day that I was like, ugh, God.
Where you were down and out for a little bit. Yeah,
but I've been pretty lucky as far as that goes, though. To be honest, I that's one thing I definitely don't take for granted, because being sick is all you can think of when you are sick.
Yeah.
Is how awesome it feels to not be sick. Like, that's the only thing that runs through my head as I'm sick. I'm like, oh.
So are you saying that you might get phantom pregnancy if in case you wanted to take your pregnancy break off being a guy if your girl got pregnant? Would you take it?
That's true, actually, because I might not have an opportunity if I don't.
It's not an option, you know? That we get to vote on, I don't think.
Yeah, if I ever end up working for a company that
they take a lot of our money for schools, and I was like, I don't have any kids. Why am I paying for schools? And I know the opposite to me is the kids get to... keep me alive longer to watch what they do with it.
Yeah. I, you know, as nice of a thing as male maternity leave is,
uh-huh.
It just sounds so fucking pussy, dude. It sounds so fucking pussy. It's like, I'm taking some time off work. My wife is pushing a kid out of her vagina, and I got to stand and watch and change the diaper.
I thought you just
time.
Ate lots of donuts, Ed. It's like, has that phantom pregnancy, right? God. No, you know, like, I need to help her out after she has the kid. You know, she's got to go back to work, too.
It's like the kid's not even going to remember that time at all.
So then that brings into question the difference with men and women as far as that goes, where it's like, that should be a requirement where jobs shouldn't fire women because they have to go on pregnancy leave. Mm-hmm. I feel like I would like you to be able to stay on and work as long as you're able to work, depending on what the job is. And then take your leave off.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't... I don't think
your
they,
job shouldn't be... Your job
shouldn't
be
on the line
risk.
Because
yeah.
you got pregnant.
Because you got pregnant, yeah. And you're trying to do the right thing.
Right.
Yeah.
At least,
but,
you know.
But this is one thing, though, that... to bring it back to the political thing that I got kind of pissed about Hillary and Trump, the last debate. Because she was, like, talking... Like, he had said that it's an inconvenience for employers when... an employee gets pregnant.
Yes.
And she tried to make him look bad for that. You know, she tried to make a big deal out of it. But it's like, well, that's the truth, though. They have to pay somebody to not go to work for 6 weeks. It's like, they're not saying it's a bad thing, mm-hmm. but it doesn't help them.
It doesn't help them financially.
Their business isn't better off. They have to find somebody to sub for that person. And like you said, they can't fire him, you know?
Yeah.
Because that would be wrong. It's like, let's be honest about the situation. Yeah. Like, it's not good.
And now she's got to pay for this hospital bill, too.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it might be her privilege.
Evil.
She might have that right, but it doesn't make it good for them just
Take
because she thinks
Aleppo
she's doing the right thing.
Mint.
What is Aleppo?
I'm just saying, money sounds like it's the problem again.
I put a lot of thought into this, dude.
Yeah.
Honestly, I told you, for me, it is going to be, I think, a game time decision when I cast my vote, and it's going to come down to these three lines for me. It's going to come down to, what is Aleppo? I would bomb the shit out of them. And what does it matter at this point?
Oh, God. They're all terrible.
Actually, no. You know what? Hillary's the worst with Hillary is her new one that came out in the WikiLeaks. You need to have a public opinion.
Oh.
And you need to have a private opinion.
Mm-hmm.
AKA, you need to lie to everybody. Like,
AKA, if there's not a mic on me when I'm in the bus talking about pussy, you can't use it against me. Oh, okay, you're okay. What is happening?
She just told us all that she was going to lie to us. And it's like, oh, yeah, okay. All right.
We're so doomed. From the white ivory towers, we're getting watched by Sauron while he laughs and mocks us.
You fools.
You blew it up.
All this nonsense over grabbing someone by her pussy.
What is his stance on the healthcare? I don't, man. We're so, fuck.
Like I said, I just equate a certain amount of gropiness to any of my presidents.
I still don't.
Even females. Even if Hillary gets in. I expect her to grab a few dicks before her term's over.
One, okay? People are making a meme just saying grab life by the pussy.
Just because you can.
Didn't that used to be grab life by the dick? I thought that was weird. That's becoming a reverse meme.
Yeah, that's true.
Or grab life by the balls. Like, I feel like these are all terms where I was like, I feel like he just brought the final vagina,
mm-hmm.
like the final genitals, into the lexicon of grab life by this and get up on your bootstraps.
He was making a play for equality. Okay, if we can grab dicks, we can grab pussies too.
Hold
all
on,
right?
Before we go, I seriously want to know: do you think that the only way the Republicans can spin all of this is if they decide to go like Trump? You got to go for this play. Just say that you're going to try to legalize prostitution.
Well, that was a curveball there. That was a fancy ending. No one would be happy with that. I mean, everybody would secretly be happy with that because they'd be like, yes, if I need a blowjob, I can go pay $40.
But he'd be like, that's what he meant when he says like he's going to have like a porn star come and walk in before he has them sit with him. And he's like, these are women who are okay with sex and I'm okay with them. And they will let me grab them by their pussy. Just FYI. They like my peace treaty deals.
They love it. They love it when I grab the pussy.
Do you know why I brought them with me today? Because I'm going to legalize prostitution. That's right, everyone. I'm going to let people grab people by the dicks, by the pussies, by the tits on a man who's no longer a man.
I was at the bar last night, dude. Actually, a girl kind of grabbed my junk a little bit. I mean, I don't think she did it on purpose. You know,
then you had to go in the bathroom and rub one out because you got so excited because she touched your junk.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's like,
that's how men work.
Can't bottle this thing. Like,
that's how guys work. We are we automatically get erections when we're touched.
Oh, dude, yeah. That's blue balls for you, yeah. I know. You get any kind of inappropriate rubbing.
I'm joking.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're joking.
No, I'm joking, man.
Yeah.
We don't just automatically
get it just
boner.
Happens, though, okay?
I have to wear pajamas, man.
I think guys are cooler about that kind of shit, too, though. They're like, well... Like we,
that's because we don't get sexually attached from the age of 12 on, because we're not sexually attractive like girls are from the age of 11, apparently.
Yeah,
because they all have stories.
We understand that it's probably not right to do, but at the same time, it's like doesn't really hurt us so much, you know.
It's I'm
like,
just saying
we don't feel threatened necessarily.
Well, because we all know this joke is what's the part that hurts the most on a boy's hands after he gets caught having sex with a teacher?
Part on the boy that hurts the most after getting caught having sex with a teacher.
Yeah.
I don't know.
His hand from all the high fives he gets.
Dude, you banged Miss Novak? No way, dude. She's so hot.
So hot, dude. Oh, so hot, bro.
Dude, you like my hero, man.
Wait,
oh,
hold
my
on.
Gosh.
I just got past the calculus class, and you were able to nail her? That's amazing. My protractor's exploded. Big Bang 30's coming on in an hour. Guys.
Oh, my God.
Your dirty
God.
Talk. Keep it to a minimum.
Yep. We need more, and we need more hot teachers banging young men.
And if we're going to have a discussion, don't do it from a ivory tower.
Let's just acknowledge that everybody says some stuff that'd be a little embarrassing if we heard it, okay? Mm-hmm. But that's an individual conversation.
Yeah.
That's, hey, me and this person in this talk, we didn't have to say things that we'd say to everybody else out there.
Right.
It's just how it goes.
Talk to the person you're talking to.
Yeah. And let's get back to the issues, guys.
Yeah.
Okay?
Get back to
the issues. Because we got plenty of them that we got to work on. All right.
So many.
Where's the laundry list? It's like the receipt I get from Fred Meyer when I buy one apple.
Oh.
It's longer than the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Yeah.
Fucking
There's a coupon on the back.
Yeah. Oh, great. That'll be worth the hassle of lugging this thing around for the next 2 weeks of my life. God damn it. Well, fucking hey, this was a good time, but it's getting late here on a Sunday night. We're drawn down here, and Marcus is hungry. He's been, I can tell, he's been looking back at that pizza.
Weird pizza.
Yeah, he's knocking it, but he's going to love it once he tries it. But thank you guys for giving us a try again at this whole comedy entertainment, maybe sort of discuss. And
I hope you're doing this while
solve
you're
issues.
Listening to this while you're at work.
Did we solve? Yeah. Yeah, at work, the commute, you guys. If you have a shitty commute, you know you're going from North Seattle down to the city, hour-long commute, this is the best time,
if you're
you
going from Independence, Missouri to Kansas City, this still works.
Music has its place, but when you listen to something like this, yeah. You actually have to engage, and you got to kind of think about what we're discussing, no matter how ridiculous it is, mm-hmm. and you got to kind of put yourselves in our situation. So you're taken out of that situation of mundane driving, hating your life, you know, because you're having to engage us. Like, it's almost better than music in that regard.
Robot farmers.
Because music, it can't really bring me peace, unfortunately, especially when traffic's super shitty. Oh,
yeah.
God, it doesn't matter.
Robot construction workers, mm-hmm. women construction workers.
Just got to unplug, you guys. You know, step back, unplug from the situation, and see things as they are. Keep in context. But thank you guys for joining us. You guys, hit us up with your emails. We didn't get into it because we didn't put in enough time beforehand because we're lazy.
Follow
the
Twitter because he's going to give me the password.
Yeah, follow Twitter because we're going to get Marcus on this because he's good at this shit. So check it out. We'll say some
I'll
funny
start
stuff.
Tweeting
we,
funny.
We won't go too crazy. You know, we won't bombard you guys. But when we come up with some good stuff, we'll throw it out there. But also send us an email if you got anything you want to discuss, topics, something going on in your life, something you think was funny. Whatever, guys. We don't care. We'll take anything at this point. All right. Earful@ecity@gmail.com. Earful@ecity@gmail.com. We'll put it in the show notes as well. And thank you guys for joining us. I think we should have a guest for you next week. No promises, but we'll do our best. But appreciate you guys joining us. Show 51 here, you guys. 51. We are creeping up on a month here. I emphasize the creep because this is what I do best. You know,
it's only five decades old.
Yeah, something like that. I'm too tired to respond to that. But thank you guys for listening. Earful in Inner City. Aaron Burke, Slim here. My man Marcus right next door. We appreciate you guys joining us. And we will talk to you next week.
Salute.
I'd come up to that mic, and I'd grab it right in his pussy.
He was supposed to say grope.
He was supposed to not be recorded. That's what was supposed to happen. He was supposed to share a conversation with one other human being.
I mean, in the public eye, how you are viewed is going to be how you are judged when you are running for presidency. But I agree that he shouldn't have been recorded. But I heard it was his mic was left on.
Probably. Yeah, they probably did like a check earlier in the day.
Because it was like, it was in between shows. Yeah. Now, so what do you think about all the women that are coming out now saying like, he did stuff?
It's incredible timing. It's incredible timing. These women, something happened 32 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And they're just, I can't live with this any longer. Okay, I have to come out. I have to say something 2 weeks before the election. That is the biggest election ever.
All I'm saying is that Cosby agrees with you. Cosby understands Trump's plight. And he was like, where were you guys yelling when I was in trouble? That's all Cosby wants to know right now.
Always got to bring it back to himself.
I'm just saying. That's how Cosby, he's sitting there with his... He's now blind
mm-hmm.
with his stacks of pudding money.
Yep.
And he's like looking around going, where were you guys...
He's like, I wasn't even running for president. I was just doing some stand-up. Yeah, I know. It's fucked. But it's like, you can't expect anybody to not have anything embarrassing happen in their life. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you going to... You're going to spend every day of your life...
embarrassing, though?
Thinking about...
Is this catastrophic?
The media is trying to make it that way.
They're trying.
This is all there is.
They are not trying to make it anyway. The media is completely throwing like, see, he rapes people. You want your president to be a raper? Like, Bill was raping when he was a president. Like, I don't know if he's doing well. I don't think anyone cares if he's getting his rocks off. I think it's because he said he wants to grope women by the pussy, and since it was grab, which is an aggressive motion.
Mm-hmm.
Groping is not appropriate unless
allowed.
But you
think it would have been a softer, unless it's okay. Blow, though?
No, you can't grope. I don't think groping is allowed. Groping's like what they do in Japan on like those weird those trains.
Mm-hmm.
They all get into the trains and women get groped and stuff on the train. He basically was like, I want to do that. I want to be a weird perverty guy on the train that wants to grope the girls next to me, and that's why it comes off as creepy. I mean, you know, this, I mean, that's, I mean, what episode is this?
I just, we'll get to that.
Right? Okay.
We'll get to that. I just, it's just crazy to me, all these people who, you know, they sit and they see the view from their ivory tower where they've never said anything inappropriate in a private conversation ever and sit and judge this guy for something he said 11 years ago when he wasn't even running for president.
Yeah, but zip, zippity, doop, doop, pudding pop.
Oh, man. It's such, I'm just, it's like, when can we start talking about the issues again? When can we start talking about the issues that are plaguing
about, like,
this nation?
Look,
when can we get into those?
These two people suck. So can we, instead of talking about how bad these people suck, because we already know they suck, can we just see which one of these two sucky people have the best ideas? Because this is all we got. We kind of fucked up. This is all we got. I mean, Gary's still in there. He doesn't know what Aleppo's doing.
Or where it's
located. He's pretty sure that's a mint.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. Or some kind of gum. You know,
that would have been a better response for
with
him.
The intense like commercials and Aleppo. Stuff. Yeah.
Snowboarding
through an icy mountain.
Aleppo's gonna get you through the Aleppo.
Through the presidency.
Aleppo.
What is Aleppo?
What is Aleppo?
Gary, this is part of foreign policy.
I see why they don't invite him to the parties.
You know, at least the guy's not malicious, okay?
He
might be a dumbass,
yeah,
but at least he's not malicious.
Yeah, he won't grope you.
His mouth. He would never grope anybody.
He's like, groping.
He would be the least gropiest president we'd ever have in our lives.
He would be very nice.
He would be the least gropiest. And that's what I told my mom. I told my mom, I was like, she's like, Donald Trump is a pig. Uh-huh. He's a pig. I was like, Mom, JFK fucked Marilyn Monroe in the White House.
He was Catholic, though.
Is he a pig?
He's a Catholic.
Was
though.
He a pig? And you know what the response is? Like, okay. Okay. Not the. I won't acknowledge that you're right.
Right.
I'm just going to end. We're ending this part of the conversation.
She didn't hit you with that was a different time.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
No. We did crazy things when I was young. No, nothing like that.
Just thank God that they didn't have cameras back in my day.
Okay.
If they had them back in my day.
Whatever, Marcus. Okay.
Okay.
Whatever.
What episode are we on again?
Fucking insanity. That's what we're all on right now. Yeah, can we please start talking about the issues? We got a lot of serious shit that we got to take care of here. Okay, at some point, can we get to that? I mean, the last debate, they brought, that was the first question was all about the video. It's like, what a fucking setup. You guys
go right straight into it. Just fine. Go right off into it. You just wanted them to build up into it. Like, build, come on, string me along.
Then have her answer for getting grilled about Benghazi and yelling in the middle.
It was
what difference does it make now?
But it's good point. That's
those
point.
Families that people died, they might still kind of care. They might
wait, no, we can't just say
that.
We can't just say
bit.
11 years ago someone said something and stupid and like, I mean, like, that's literally what the two things, like you said, it really doesn't matter. What can you guys do to fix America right now is what the question should have been, and save those last petty ones before you like go off the air where you can literally go like, we're out of time. All right. Thanks everyone for being here. But no, they like start right in on the stupid stuff and just started this whole fucking school. I still love the towns. I love that whole fucking, town hall meeting style fucking.
Yeah.
I love
Ken Bone, man. That guy, he's famous now.
I don't get that.
Just like, I know, it's crazy.
I don't understand.
You never know what's going to catch on. That's the thing.
I was told it was because his name's funny.
Yeah, and he's kind of a goofy looking guy, so that was part of it too. But
wow. Well, white people are racist to white people.
Yeah, no kidding. Dude, when it comes to presidents, though, man, like, I'm expecting a certain amount of gropiness out of my president.
I don't condone anything that he's saying right now.
I mean, I think that's par for the course. You're going to get to that level. You're going to put, you're pushing some of those boundaries, maybe even on a daily basis.
I don't agree with that notion at all.
Sorry, we'll let it all this out.
Okay.
I'll cut it down to I don't disagree with your notion. It'll be like a daily show editing.
No, cut it together.
They interview somebody. Yeah, man. Fucking, what do we got? Do you have 3 more weeks now? Jesus Christ. The end is upon us. Drink that. Do something with that fucking thing. You're making me nervous with it.
Why is it?
It's so dainty. You need to put your pinky in the air, though. Mm-mm. You weren't quite doing it quite as classy. You need an erect,
cinnamon erect flavored
penis.
Cinnamon flavored, so it's not
pinky,
delicious.
Excuse me.
And two, it's for airplane flights. I was going to...